Good morning, and welcome to The Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. Futures are pointing to a modestly higher open, trying to build on yesterday's record highs for the S&P and NASDAQ. But it feels a bit like the market is holding its breath.
It really does. We're in this tight consolidation pattern. Yesterday's rally was all about that US and EU trade deal, but even that has some cracks showing. The French president called it a dark day for the EU, so that story might not be over. Plus, we're still watching for headlines from the US-China talks.
Right. The Commerce Secretary seems to think a 90-day tariff extension is likely. But beyond the trade talk, today is just jam-packed with economic data. What should we be watching?
It's a data dump for sure. We've got advanced economic indicators at 8:30 Eastern, then home price data at 9 o'clock. But the big ones to watch are at 10 a.m., consumer confidence, and the JOLTS job openings report. Those will give us a real read on the health of the consumer and the labor market, which could absolutely move the needle today.
Okay, so a busy macro picture. But the real story this morning seems to be the absolute avalanche of earnings reports. Where do we even begin?
Let's start with the good news. Boeing, ticker BA, is up over 2% pre-market. They beat on earnings and revenue and, most importantly, announced they're increasing production rates for the 737 and 787 programs. That's a huge sign of confidence.
That is big. Who else is looking strong?
Corning, GLW, is another standout. They beat on the top and bottom lines and guided Q3 higher than expected. The stock is popping more than 5% on that news. And PayPal, PYPL, also had a solid beat and raised its full-year earnings guidance.
I see. But it wasn't all good news, was it? I'm seeing a lot of red on my screen next to United Health.
Oh, that's the big loser this morning. United Health, UNH, a Dow component, missed earnings expectations by 40 cents a share. And even worse, they guided their full-year earnings and revenue below consensus. The stock is down more than 3%. And it's going to be a major drag on the Dow and the healthcare sector today.
Wow, a 40-cent miss is significant. Any other major disappointments?
Absolutely. Look at Whirlpool, WHR, a huge miss on earnings and revenue. They guided full-year EPS below consensus, and the board is recommending a dividend cut. The stock is getting hammered, down about 15% pre-market. It also got a downgrade to underperform from BofA. Just a brutal report.
Yikes. So we have some big winners and some major losers. And as if that's not enough, we have some blockbuster M&A news breaking this morning.
This is huge. Union Pacific, UNP, is acquiring Norfolk Southern and SC in a stock and cash deal, a massive consolidation in the railroad space. And in the energy sector, Baker Hughes, BKR, is buying Chart Industries, GTLS, for a total value of $13.6 billion. These are major sector-shaking deals.
Incredible. Let's switch gears to the technicals. Given all this news, what are the charts telling you? What are the key levels you're watching for the S&P 500?
You know, all this news just feeds the pattern. The market is coiled incredibly tight. For the SPY, the key support level to watch is around 636.50. On the upside, resistance is sitting near 641.50. We're stuck right in the middle, waiting for a catalyst, either from that 10 a.m. data or these earnings reports, to force a break in either direction.
And what about the NASDAQ via the QQQ?
Similar story, just different numbers. The QQQ has support around 569.80 and a ceiling at 573.40. We're seeing some relative strength in tech, with XLK looking strong, which could help the bulls. But again, we need a decisive break to confirm the next move.
So bringing it all together, what's the final thought before the opening bell?
Today is a classic battleground. The bulls have strong earnings from names like Boeing and Corning. The bears have that ugly report from a heavyweight like United Health and a disaster from Whirlpool. The market is technically in a neutral waiting pattern. The direction for the day, and maybe the week, will likely be decided by whether we break above resistance on the good news or fall through support on the bad. Watch those 10 a.m. data points very, very closely.
A pivotal day ahead. That's all the time we have. Thanks for tuning into The Morning Dose. We'll see you again tomorrow.